With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump has pulled the nomination of his pick for U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, even though his nominee was not controversial. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
There was no scandal, and Congresswoman Elise Stefanik's nomination was expected to easily win Senate confirmation. Her nomination was withdrawn because of math. Republicans barely have a majority in the House and need more breathing room to pass the president's agenda. So the White House decided to keep Stefanik in Congress, even though her nomination advanced out of committee. Donald Trump wrote on social media, "It's essential his party maintains every Republican seat." Greg Clugston, Washington.
In Myanmar's second-largest city this morning, people are working frantically by hand to clear rubble in the hope of finding somebody still alive 2 days after that massive earthquake that killed more than 1,600 people and left countless others buried. AI technology is moving into the realm of wilderness safety now. Here's correspondent Rich Thomason.
A German company specializing in early wildfire detection has developed a new AI-based drone it says will help to speed up the detection, location, and monitoring of fires. The Silvergard drone debuted outside of Berlin the other day as wildfires becoming more common around the world. The drone will deliver infrared video and works in combination with a second fire detection system the company developed earlier. It's already in use in several countries.
Norfolk Southern wants two other companies to help pay for the $600 million class action settlement it agreed to over its disastrous 2023 train derailment near the Ohio-Pennsylvania border and the toxic chemicals that were released. It's blaming transportation company GATX and OxyVinyls. This is SRN News. House Republicans have introduced new pro-life legislation in Congress.
It's called the Let Pregnancy Centers Serve Act of 2025, and it's co-sponsored by several GOP lawmakers. The bill would, quote, prohibit federal, state, and local governments from discriminating against pregnancy care centers because of their life-affirming mission. The National Right to Life Committee welcomed the legislation, saying it will, quote, provide relief for the country's nearly 3,000 pregnancy centers that support women and their children. Bernie Bennett, SRN News.
Iowa cannot, for now, continue to enforce part of its book ban law. That was the ruling from a federal judge who temporarily blocked the part of the law that prohibits school libraries and classrooms from carrying books that depict sex acts and other forms of pornography. The law was first approved by Iowa's Republican-led GOP legislature and its Republican governor back in 2023, but key parts were temporarily blocked before they became enforceable. This is SRN News. That measles outbreak just keeps growing.
Texas has now reached more than 400 cases as New Mexico, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Ohio all have active outbreaks as well. Two unvaccinated people have died from measles, which spreads extremely fast when an infected person breathes, sneezes, or coughs. It is preventable through vaccines. Measles cases also reported in 15 other states. Jason Walker reporting.
Steph Curry has a deal with Random House Publishing Group imprint that could you might call a three-point play. The NBA superstar agreeing to release three books through One World beginning in September with Shot Ready. Curry is calling the book a, quote, personal reflection on his life on and off the court. His book will be published in partnership with Unanimous Media, co-founded with Eric Payton. This is SRN News.